100 word stories.
So 1,000 weeks ago, there was this site, 100 words or less Nessman, and you could write on a topic in the comments of a post, and I would record the stories that I'd put up, and eventually that became the podcast. And then when that site was kind of shaky, I posted up a weekly challenge after some folks said, hey, you should put up topics and let people post up stories. And here we are. What is it? 19, 20 years later? I don't know. I could look up when the first one was posted, but the podcast has been going on for 20 years, but the first weekly challenges didn't start until a while after. And some people have come and gone, hundreds, in fact. Some people are truly gone, and I hope wherever they are, you know. I don't know. Anyway, this is Weekly Challenge 1000, and the topic was narrow. And we got some stories in. I didn't make a big publicity push or any of that. And I don't market at all. I used to have this auto post at Facebook and Twitter. And I think Twitter or X disabled their API. And who knows? I just, whatever. It is what it is. And I'm lazy. And y'all aren't lazy, because you send in the stories and you keep sending them in, and sometimes you take a break and you come back or whatever, and here we go. And you might hear the ice maker in the background. For the past week, the refrigerator has been broken, and I had to get a mini refrigerator, and it's amazing how little you actually need. But the ice maker, I got a countertop ice maker, and it's been invaluable. And I just need to remember to start it in the morning and put water in it. I'm not about to play around with water lines and such. Just pour in a pitcher and away it goes. So, but the new refrigerator was supposed to be here Thursday, but they screwed up. And it's now going to be Monday, allegedly. But we missed putting it on the truck, and well, put it on the truck and get out here tomorrow. We already had something. Whatever. If they can't do the install right, why am I supposed to trust them for service and whatever? I'm sure as heck not going to get any other major appliances from them. And I guess that's really disincentive for them to do a good job. So I don't know. It spirals on itself, and spite, and just people. But I'll have a more positive outlook on things when it's all said and done. I really wanted to replace the old fridge that came with the place when I moved in, but discussion. So, the next thing that'll change out is probably the water heater. It's coming to the end of its service life, and I'm like, need to put in a drain line, need to put in a pan, need to do this. Just, you guys do this, get it done. I'll write a check. So, anyway, enough of my life. You didn't come here to listen to that crap. Hopefully you've skipped it over all of this and gotten straight to the stories, which are on the topic of narrow. Here we go, Weekly Challenge 1000.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Straight and Narrow. There was a pleasing symmetry to the fact that it was Michael's first day at the job centre, and Peter's first day out of prison. They looked equally uncomfortable as they sat either side of the desk. Meanwhile, gossip spread round the office quicker than blood on lino. Michael was oblivious and asked, "What experience do you have?" before checking his computer. Well, Michael didn't flinch as he saw murder conviction 2001 capitalised in bold across his screen. There's an opening at the abattoir. The office fell deadly quiet as Peter shot Michael a killer stare. "Excuse me, I'm vegan." Thanks for listening. I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 1,000, with the prompt of Nero. Congratulations, Lawrence, for doing something that very few others can claim to have done. I know on the Skeptoid podcast, he talks about having over 900 episodes and how great that is, but you've done far more than even he has. Well, here's my story. Bilbert went back to his room, got dressed, and pulled on his jacket. He pushed up on the wooden window frame to slip out, but it stuck, leaving him only a narrow opening. He squeezed through as quietly as possible and flew straight to the house with the van in the backyard. The van was there, with "It's a Dirty Job" septic service painted on the side. "This must be the place," Bilbert muttered, and floated from window to window, looking for any sign of Sabrina. Finally, through a basement window, he saw her, blindfolded, gagged, and chained to a chair. Well, this is episode number 1,000. If Lawrence decides to continue from here on, you may find out what happened to Sabrina. If not, it's been wonderful working with you. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again, hopefully someday.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story for this evening is called Not Still Waters. For many years, we had a small home in British Columbia. It was a rather small island wedged against a rather large island. To navigate between the two was a saltwater channel named Seymour Narrows. Anyone reviewing a nautical map would be greeted with a mass of jumbled tide lines, dozens of reforming whirlpools. For centuries, it was considered the most hazardous water in North America, a graveyard of broken hulls. In the 50s, the largest mass of TNT in history blew a hole in Seymour Narrows. All the same, pilots treat the passage with extreme care. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. And as always, there's one last thing. Thank you, Lords.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It's just as well you lot aren't narrow-minded. After all, my stories aren't exactly polite after-dinner conversation. They're not particularly fluffy, fun-filled, or family-friendly. Unless, of course, your family happens to be into murder, desecration, body fluids, cannibalism, rot, and decay. And if that's the case, perhaps you should invite me around for dinner sometime, and maybe we could exchange some ideas. You could be featured in my next story, or I could just report you to the cops. Then again, there's a good chance I might murder you gruesomely before feasting on your warm flesh.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Tea, toast, and UFOs. Why not? By then, UFOs were part of everyone's lives. They had come from a planet with an unpronounceable name, waved a lot of hellos when they landed, and everyone was totally smitten. How cute, how nice, how... Someone ventured the word cuddly, although no one knew how that conclusion was reached, and everyone preferred not to know. When the UFO exploded, everyone rushed to help. Oh, it was a different kind of UFO. Who are these now? Well, they were certainly not cuddly. How is your tea and toast, sir? The alien waved him away. And this was my story for this week, top on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. And I understand this is the 1,000th weekly challenge. Only it's not for me, it's the 638th, so I've still got a way to go. Nevertheless, congratulations for keeping it going for so long, Lawrence. Long may it continue. Here's my story. It's boringly titled Narrow. As things go, it was a pretty narrow requirement. Some would say overly restrictive and limiting. I guess that was the point, really. It'll never work, I thought. It's not sustainable. People aren't going to like it. And it's not something I could ever imagine having any real longevity. I'd give it a few months. Maybe a couple of years at best. Still, nothing wrong with giving it a shot. What was there to lose? Anyway, I was wrong. But... to keep a long story short, I'm sticking to the formula. I'll leave it right there and keep it brief. I've wanted to say that for so long. Anyway, until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The font that I use the most is Arial Narrow. It's compact, clean, and easy for me to read. In the past few years, my eyesight isn't as good as it used to be. Other fonts like Times New Roman with its serifs look blurry at that size. And even that impact font that get used a lot in memes, for the longest time I was in denial and I kept getting bigger monitors. Then I stopped using 4K mode so I wouldn't embarrass myself with magnification and zoom mode. At least the text-to-speech button is easy to click.
And there you have it, the celebrated, huge event, 1,000, big deal. One a day until the day I die.com. Thank you to each and every one of you who sent in your stories week in, week out, have stayed with this, whatever it is. And I know I don't post up the daily stories like I used to. I'm always playing catch up, and maybe there's stress to it. I don't know. I figure the psych meds have just made me completely blasé about everything in life. But welcome to Prozac Nation, I guess. The next topic is a pick two. Sparrow, Waveform, Limited Edition, Oberos, and Broken Glass. And just as always, I hope you all enjoy being a part of this. And it's not just some chore or endeavor like I feel it is sometimes. Because I'll admit, you know, I'm lazy these days. And tired. And, you know, one health issue after another, and it's just a rotation of this stupid thing, that stupid thing. And now it's a sinus that hopefully will chill the hell out, and we'll see what comes next. But welcome to getting old, and I don't walk as many times a day as I should, but it's hot as hell out. And yes, I have a treadmill, but too frickin' lazy. You know, whatever. I need to replace my ultra-wide monitor that I use for work with a 43-inch TV, so I actually use that to watch while on the treadmill. That'll get my ass going. So, thank you all for just being you and encouraging me to put what little energy I put into this these days. I know I could promise and say I'll do better, but no, I suck. And what's really annoying is that, okay, so I've set up a new MagSafe charger to put on the rolling cart for the computer, and I put my phone on sideways, and it keeps changing the standby mode display of the clock. I like the weird world map one, and it keeps changing it to uglier ones, and I'm just, stop. And I've done the AI searches for how do I lock this into play, and it's, duh, I don't know. Yeah, real intelligent. So, Apple, you suck. You're making things so intuitive that it doesn't do what it's supposed to. I want this. And I change it to it, and it changes back, and I'm like, I'm going to look up AI again, look up your help, you know, because God forbid I actually read documentation. And I'm just, enough complaining. You didn't come here hopefully you've hit stop by now. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. I can't say that enough. And maybe at some point you'll believe me. And as always, keep it brief.